Praise the Lord. It's very good to be here.
Je to velmi příjemné tu být.
The Lord has been dealing with us and pressing us in this journey that we've taken. It's one of the longer ones that we've gone on.
Hospodin s námi jednal a počas tej cesty, tej misijnej cesty, ktorú sme absolvovali, s nami bol. Bola to jedna z tých dlhších.
And of course we're coming to the finality of all that God has given to at least Rita and I in this trip.
A počas tejto cesty prichádzame ku jej koncu.
You know, as with God, so many times he saves the best till last.
Ako je to s Hospodinom, veľakrát si ponecháva to najlepšie na koniec.
It was at the final day of the feast that Jesus stood up and said, you know, anyone who's thirsty, come unto me and I will give you living water.
Takisto aj s Ježišom, posledný deň tej hostiny, prišiel, poď a hovoril, poďte vy všetci, ktorí ste žizniví, a dám vám tú živú vodu.
And there is a particular specific word that the Lord has laid on our heart for this journey.
A počas tejto misijnej cesty nám Pán kladol na srdce jedno slovo.
And we have been sharing it everywhere that we've been, and I'm sure we're not finished sharing it.
A my sme všade, kde sme boli, sme sa o toto slovo zdieľali a verím, že ešte to nedošlo do konca.
And it started with Rita having a dream on September 1st, which would be 8 or 9 days before we left for this trip.
A sestra Rita mala sen 1. septembra, čo bolo niekoľko dní predtým, než sme odišli na misijnú cestu do Európy.
And so that I don't get it wrong, I'm going to have her come and share what the Lord showed her in the dream.
A aby som to nepoplietol, alebo nepovedal neúplne presne, poprosím moju manželku, aby prišla a povedala nám tento sen.
This dream came somewhere in the middle of the night on September 1st or early morning.
1. septembra som mala tento sen, niekedy skoro ráno.
And it was a very short dream.
Bol to veľmi krátky sen.
In my dream, I saw two houses.
Videla som dva domy.
There was a house on the left and a house on the right.
Dom na ľavo a na pravo.
And I had a knowing within me that the house on the left was an old house and the house on the right was a new house.
A niekde som vedela, že ten dom naľavo bol starým domom a dom napravo bol nový.
To look at these houses with my natural eyes, they looked no difference. They looked the same.
Keď som sa na tie domy len obyčajne pozrela, tak som nevidela žiaden rozdiel.
The old house didn't look old and dilapidated.
A starý dom nevyzeral nejako chátralé.
And the new house didn't look new and shining.
Ten nový dom nevyzeral nejako na blízkanie a novo.
They appeared to be the same by my natural eyes.
Takže tým prirodzeným pohľadom vyzerali obidva úplne rovnako.
I was not allowed to see the inside of the houses.
Ešte som ale vtedy nevidela dovnútra.
In between the two houses stood a huge bulldozer.
Medzi tými domami stal obrovský buldozer.
And I had the understanding again within me that this bulldozer was going to destroy one of these houses and that it was going to be final.
A niekde som vedela, že tento buldozer zničí jeden z týchto dvoch domov. Bude musieť zničiť jeden z týchto dvoch domov a že to bude totálna skaza toho domu.
And I heard a voice simply say, choose.
A počula som hlas, ktorý jednoducho hovoril, vyber si.
And that was the end of the dream.
A to bol koniec, ten sen toho sna.
Amen. Is that sort of the picture that you saw, Rita?
Vyzerá to.
Well, bulldozer was the size of the house.
Oh, the bulldozer nejako, has to be bigger.
Až na to, že ten bulldozer bol taký veľký ako ten dom.
So, we see that God is laying before us a choice.
Vidíme, že Boh pred nás predkladá dve možnosti alebo nejaký výber.
Now, this dream has troubled me for lo these many days, nearly 2 months.
Nad týmto snom som premýšľal a do nejakej miery som bol znepokojený už asi 2 mesiace.
Every time I share this message of the dream, I begin to see new aspects of this thing.
Vždy, keď o tom niekomu hovorím, tak sa mi otvárajú nové časti, súčasti, aspekty.
There's another layer of understanding. There's another layer of understanding that comes to us.
Vždy prichádza nová miera pochopenia, porozumenia.
What God is giving us here is a choice.
A že Hospodin nám predkladá nejaký výber, nejaké možnosti.
He's giving us a choice that deals with a house.
A tieto možnosti sa týkajú domu.
And once that choice is made, it will be a permanent choice.
A potom, ako sa rozhodneme, tak to naše rozhodnutie bude permanentné.
There will be no opportunity again to say, oh, I think I've changed my mind. I really don't like the house that I chose. I'd like the other one.
Potom, ako sa rozhodneme, už nebude možné si povedať, ja by som sa chcel ešte trošku nad tým zamyslieť.
So, if we take what the Lord showed Rita, the one on the left is an old house. The one on the house is a, or right is a new house.
Takže ten naľavo, to je ten starý dom. A ten napravo, to je ten nový dom.
But both of these houses, to the natural eye, looked alike.
A v prirodzenom vyzerali obidva úplne rovnako.
Amen. Does everybody understand what I said here?
Každý tomu to rozumie? Dva domy, starý, nový, jeden musí byť zničený.
Okay, in other words, if we're going to judge by the flesh, we don't know what we're choosing.
Takže pokiaľ by sme sa podľa tela išli rozhodovať, ktorý si vyberieme, tak nevieme, ktorý si máme vybrať.
But by the Spirit it is revealed that one is a new house.
Ale v duchu bolo zjavené, že jeden z tých domov je nový.
Now as I'm thinking about these houses, when I first heard this dream, I was thinking only of the corporate house.
Pokiaľ
the body of Christ.
Rozmýšľame nad týmito domami, tak od začiatku toho sna som začal rozmýšľať nad telom Kristovým.
But as I began to meditate more and more on this house, I see both the corporate house and my individual house.
A potom, ako som sa nad tým začal zamýšľať, tak vidím, že nielen sa to týka telesného, teda duchovného domu, tela Kristovho, ale takisto telesného domu.
And not only do I see that this is something that applies to me and my circumstances.
A nielen, že sa to týka mňa a mojich okolností, aj prirodzených.
But I see that it is a word that is given for the body of Christ that you must apply this to your life and your circumstances as well.
A takisto viem, že je to slovo, ktoré je dané telu Kristovému, aby ho použilo do svojich okolností, situácií.
As I recall last year when we gathered together, there was a word given as to what the Lord was seeing of the theme of this conference last year.
Minulý rok. You mean for the last
for
year's
last
conference?
Year's conference, yes.
Minulý rok pán zjavil, že sme mali na konferencii nejaké téma, ktorého sa tá konferencia bude týkať.
As I recall, the word was final preparation and finishing touches.
A to slovo, ak si dobre pamätám, spomínam, bolo posledné úpravy a dokončovania.
And so we've had, I believe, a season of time in which we can become prepared.
A verím, že sme mali ten rok na to, aby sme sa pripravili.
We have been presented with a number of choices.
Prišlo, alebo mali sme mnoho možností, z ktorých sme si mohli vyberať.
And now the Lord is saying, you may not any longer sit upon the fence, you're going to have to make a choice.
A Hospodin ale dnes prichádza a hovorí, už nie je čas na to, aby ste sedeli medzi dvoma, ako keby sedeli na plote a nevedeli ste, na ktorej strane bitky ste, alebo.
And as I observe what God is doing in circumstances in people's lives, I see that choices are being made.
A keď sa pozerám na životy ľudí okolo mňa, tak vidím, že sa rozhodujú.
I see people making choices that have been sitting on the fence for a long time.
Vidím ľudí, ktorí takto sedeli na tom plote a boli nerozhodní, že sa rozhodujú.
And they're not always good choices.
A nie v každom prípade sa jedná o dobré rozhodnutie.
Some of the things that I see people doing and making what seems to be a final cut of some sort is very grievous to me.
Niektoré z tých rozhodnutí, ktoré ľudia činia, sú veľmi smutné.
And I'm saying within my heart, my God, how can you possibly, having heard all the word that you've heard, how can you possibly make that choice?
A ja si hovorím, Bože môj, ako môžeš, človeče, po všetkých tých rokoch a všetkých tých Božích slovách, ktoré si počul do svojho života, sa takto hlúpo rozhodnúť, alebo takýmto neuváženým spôsobom rozhodnúť.
And yet it is happening.
A napriek tomu sa to deje.
So I am confirmed that this is of God. This is the hour of making the choice.
A preto si uvedomujem, že je to naozaj, prišla tá hodina, kedy sa rozhodujeme, kedy sa musíme rozhodnúť.
If you choose the old house, the new house, as far as you're concerned, will have been destroyed.
Pokiaľ si vyberiete starý dom, tak ten nový dom bude zničený.
If you choose the new house, as far as you're concerned, the old house will no longer become available to you.
Pokiaľ si vyberiete ten nový dom, tak vo vašom prípade už starý dom nebude existovať.
I would like to think of it as if you choose the new house that you are sealed and you will not go back to the old house.
Je to niečo, ako keby ste si vybrali ten nový dom a už ste nemohli nikdy do toho starého domu vojsť.
Which to me says that we are in the hour of sealing.
Čo mi hovorí o tom, že sme v hodine zapečatenia.
I think we talked about the sealing. Was it last year, the year before, maybe the year before that. We've been talking about how God is going to do a sealing.
Hovorili sme o tom, ako budú zapečatení Boží synovia. Neviem, či konferencia, alebo dve, alebo tri roky dozadu. Ale hovorili sme o zapečatení Božích synov.
And the time seems to be at hand.
A tento čas prichádza.
Now I want to look at some of the scripture that relates to some of these houses, the old house, the new house, the corporate house, the individual house, and follow with me in the word, if you would. We start in 1 Peter chapter 2.
You're saying individual house, meaning one person, the temple
yes,
of God.
Yes.
Okay.
A hovoríme tu, chcel by som sa pozrieť na niekoľko veršov, ktoré hovoria o korporátnom dome, ako tele Kristovom, o individuálnom dome, ako jeden človek, chrám Ducha Božieho.
And second, First Peter, I believe it is, says that, we read in verse 5, it says, ye also as living stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
V 1. Petrove 2.5 sa hovorí, i sami ste ako živé kamene, budujete duchovný dom, sväté kňazstvo, obetovať duchovné obeti, príjemné Bohu skrze Ježiša Krista.
Halleluja. Spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God.
Duchovné obete, ktoré sú priateľné Bohu.
Yesterday we had people coming up asking for prayer, seeking God.
Včera prichádzali bratia a prosili za modlitby.
And I believe the word that I heard prophetically was that this was an acceptable sacrifice before God.
A verím tomu, že to slovo, ktoré som v duchu počul, bolo, to je priateľná obeť Bohu.
Now Peter is talking here first of all about the corporate house. We're going to go back and forth here for a little bit, but let's start here with the corporate house.
Budeme sa tak trošku pohybovať medzi telom Kristovým a medzi jednotlivcom, ako domom Božím, ale Peter tu hovorí v tomto obraze o tele Kristovom.
Now brethren, when we talk about the corporate house, we could also use the term tabernacle, we could call it the temple of God.
Pokiaľ hovoríme o tom tele, o tom korporátnom tele, mohli by sme hovoriť o svetostánku, mohli by sme hovoriť o chráme, o mieste, kde prebýva Hospodin.
And so I began to build with my drawing here what this living stones might look like.
A tu som začal budovať na papieri niečo, ako by mohli vyzerať tie živé kamene.
First of all, we have Jesus, the chief cornerstone.
Na začiatku bol Ježiš, ten hlavný uholný kameň.
We have the foundational teaching of this house, which is the apostles and the prophets.
Mali sme základné učenie tohto domu, čo sú apoštoli a proroci.
And I could not possibly draw a big enough house to show all the foundation of the house.
Asi by som nebol schopný nakresliť dom, ktorý je tak veľký, aby sa do neho zmestili všetky základné učenia.
But God is saying that we are living stones in this house.
Ale Hospodin hovorí, že my sme živými kameňmi v tomto dome.
Amen. Built. Hallelujah, in the same fashion, in the same manner, after the same doctrine, after the same spirit of God.
A že sme postavení v tom istom, v tým istým spôsobom, v tom istom učení, v tom istom, v tých istých myšlienkach.
We are partakers of the same spirit, brethren.
Sme spoluúčastníkmi toho istého ducha.
I forget where it is right now, but I believe it was one of Paul's writings where he said that the children of Israel were all partakers of one baptism under Moses.
Neviem, kde sa to píše, ale v Novom zákone sa píše, že Božie deti sú všetci účastníkmi
of one baptism.
Spoluúčastníkmi jedného krstu.
Amen. They all went through the Red Sea together. They were partakers of that experience together.
Všetci sa účastnili toho jedného krstu, kedy vošli do Červeného mora.
They were all partakers of the plagues and they were all partakers of the tests and trials of the wilderness together.
Účastnili sa spolu tých testov, tých pokúšaní a morov.
It says that they all went through the water and they were all under the same cloud.
Všetci išli spolu do toho Červeného mora a všetci boli pod jedným oblakom.
You understand we're talking about this house, brethren.
Hovoríme o tomto novom dome.
But in the time of Moses it was the new house, and yet there came a time when it was considered the old house because God did something new.
V tom čase sa hovorilo o tom novom dome, ale prišlo obdobie, kedy bol nový dom a aj starý dom, pretože Hospodin vytvoril niečo nové, nejaký nový smer, nové zjavenie.
Now before we leave 1 Peter, look in the first verse here of the second chapter of 1 Peter, the very first verse.
Druhá Petrova, prvý verš, druhá kapitola, prvý verš.
Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings.
Pardon, 1. Petrova, 2. kapitola, 1. verš. A tak složiac každú zlosť a každú lesť a pokrytstva a závisti a všetky pomluvy.
Now, you see, we're talking about both houses here in the same passage.
Takže teraz hovoríme o obidvoch domoch.
When we're talking about lay aside, we're talking about your personal temple.
Keď hovoríme o tom, že máme odložiť, tak hovoríme o nás samotných.
If you want to be a participant in the new house,
pokiaľ chcete byť účastní v tom novom dome,
if you want to be built up among living stones of this house of God,
pokiaľ chcete byť tými kameňmi, z ktorých je postavený Boží dom,
there are certain requirements that we're going to have to meet.
Sú na vás kladené požiadavky, ktoré musíte naplniť.
You can't see it from the outside by looking at this house.
Keď sa pozriete zvonka, prirodzenými očami nevidíte.
The outside looks nice.
Nevidíte ten rozdiel. Vonkajšok vyzerá v poriadku.
Well dressed, hair combed, new clothes.
Nové oblečenie, pekné oblečenie, na učesané vlasy.
But what God is saying is that inside that house there is a thing called malice.
Ale Hospodin hovorí, že vnútri v tomto dome je lesť.
What is malice, brethren?
Zlosť. Čo je zlosť?
Malice. Can somebody give me a definition of malice?
Môže mi niekto povedať, čo to je zlosť?
Extreme hatred.
Extrémna nenávisť.
No, I don't hate my brother.
No, ja úplne, to nie je tak, že by som nenávidel svojho
like
brata.
Him.
Nemám ho úplne rád.
I don't want to be around him.
Nechcem byť úplne v jeho prítomnosti.
If I know he's going to be somewhere, I'm going to be somewhere else.
Keď viem, že niekde príde, tak ja si to naplánujem, aby som bol zrovna
like
inde.
But I don't hate him, Lord.
Nie je to tak, že by som ho úplne nenávidel.
But the Lord says otherwise.
Ale Hospodin hovorí inak.
It isn't just malice, it's guile. Oh my goodness, words that we don't ordinarily use. Give me a definition of guile, Paul.
Ale Hospodin hovorí o ďalšom slove a hovorí lesť.
Do that in English too.
he said that is he just translated guile.
Okay, you gave you the Czech word for it. Mm-hmm. All right, it's in the same family, isn't it?
Subtle deceptiveness to work evil.
He's reading it from a dictionary, I can tell. Okay, a subtle deceptiveness to work evil. In other words, you're planning to get revenge. Isn't that what it is?
1828 says cunning and craftiness.
Takže tá lesť to je niečo ako zlomyselný zámer niekomu sa pomstiť, niekoho podviesť. Ako do nejakej miery ako líška je taká, ako niekde sa pomstiť, niekde urobiť zlo.
Well, that was a good definition.
I had to translate all the brother Paul's definitions.
Amen. Cunning and craftiness is hidden under the surface, isn't it?
Takže tá zlomyselnosť a úskočnosť je skrytá v tom starom dome.
This house has nice siding, it has nice paint on it.
Ten dom má veľmi peknú fasádu, veľmi pekne namalovaný.
The roof looks nice.
Strecha vypadá úplne v poriadku.
I don't know if Rita told you, but it doesn't look dilapidated.
Nevyzerá, že by bol ten dom nejako rozbitý.
We have these houses in the back woods up in New York, up in the mountains that nobody's lived in for years and years. And the windows are all broken out, the roof is starting to cave in, it's starting to lean one way. No, this house doesn't look like that.
Tam, kde bývam, máme domy, v ktorých nikto nebýval už niekoľko rokov alebo 10 ročí, sú zničené, vytrieskané okná, strecha sa posúva na jednu stranu, ten dom skoro spadá. Tak toto nevyzeralo.
Hypocrisies.
Pokrytectvo.
Not being what we really are. Putting on a false front.
Pokrytectvo znamená, že nie sme tým, kým skutočne sme. Dávame si iný odev.
Envies.
Závisti.
Envy and jealousy are first cousins, aren't they?
Závisť a...
They're brothers.
Žiarlivosť sú bratia.
Amen. Envy is... We see somebody has a relationship with somebody else... And we get jealous, we get envious. Why are they having such good fellowship together and I'm cut out? I'm cut out of the loop. I'm angry about it. I want to do something about it. It gives bitterness of the soul.
Napríklad vidíte, že niekto si s niekým rozumie, má s ním dobrý vzťah a vidíte to a hovoríte si, ako je to možné, že ja s tým človekom nemám taký dobrý vzťah, ako je to možné, že ja si s ním tak nerozumiem a oni sa tak dobre priatelia. Vytvára to vo vás tú horkosť a žiarlivosť, závisť.
And it brings forth evil speaking.
A dôsledkom toho sú pomluvy.
When all this stuff is stored up in the house, it's going to get out.
v prípade, že všetky tieto zlé vlastnosti sú, sa nachádzajú v tom dome, tak nakoniec vyplavú na povrch.
The tongue is going to release it. It's going to be murmuring and complaining and tale-bearing and giving an evil report.
Tieto zlé veci budú vychádzať z úst a nakoniec budú pomluvy, urážky a klamstvá.
Now, while we're looking at this house, look over here at in Hebrews, the third chapter, just two verses here.
Pozrime sa teraz do Židov, tretej kapitoly.
Verse 5 and verse 6, and it says, we'll go back to verse 4. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God.
Židom 3 a verš 4. Lebo každý dom býva vystavený od niekoho a ten, kto všetko vystavil a zariadil, je Boh.
It says, and Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after.
A Mojžiš ovšem bol verný v celom jeho dome ako služobník na svedectvo toho, čo malo byť hovorené.
What was that house of Moses represented by?
A čo reprezentoval ten Mojžišov dom?
The representation was the tabernacle in the wilderness.
A Mojžišov dom bol reprezentovaný svetostánkom v na púšti.
A dwelling place of God.
Tým Božím miestom, kde Boh prebýval.
But the house of Moses included more than just this structure of gold-plated boards and furniture and a tent in the center of the court. It was more than that.
Ale ten Mojžišov dom obsahoval alebo sa skladal z viacerých vecí, než len toho prirodzeného stánku, tých dosiek pokrytých zlatom a koží a tak ďalej.
The house of God in that day was the people of God.
Boží dom v tejto dobe bol znamenal Boží, celý Boží ľud.
And the word is saying that Moses was faithful over that house.
A v Božom slove sa hovorí, že nad týmto domom, nad celým Izraelom, bol Mojžiš dobrým správcom.
But the book of Hebrews, brethren, is a book about better things.
A v knihe Židov sa hovorí o lepších veciach.
Better covenant.
O lepšej zmluve.
Better rest.
O lepšom odpočinku.
Better high priest.
Lepšom najvyššom kňazovi.
Amen. And a better house.
A lepšom dome.
Hallelujah. For the next verse says, but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we.
A vo verši 6 sa hovorí, ale Kristus ako syn nad svojím domom, ktorého domom sme my.
Whose house are we?
Ktorého domom sme my?
How many of you believe that? Whose house are we?
Kto z vás verí tomu, že my sme jeho domom?
How many of you believe you are of the house of God?
Kto z vás verí, že vy ste súčasťou Božieho domu?
But then we have that two-letter word that follows. Called if.
Ale máme tam to trojpísmenné slovo, jedno slabičné, ktoré hovorí ale.
If means there's a condition.
Ale znamená podmienku.
You can't just say, oh well, we're all of the house of God if some of us are disobedient to God.
Nemôžeme hovoriť, že sme všetci Božím domom, pokiaľ niektorí z nás sú neposlušní.
Oh, we're all brethren, we're all going to the same place. No, we're not.
Bratia, všetci sme Božím domom, všetci ideme na to isté miesto, ideme do neba. Ale nie, neideme.
I don't mean to start getting exclusionistic, but that's what the word of God says.
Nechcem sa tu niekde hovoriť, ty pôjdu a ty nepôjdu, ale Božie slovo to hovorí.
If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end.
jestliže smelú dôveru a chválu nádeje až do konca pevnú dodržíme.
What are the two things we have to hold?
Čo sú tie dve veci, ktoré musíme držať?
Confidence,
dôveru
and rejoicing.
A radovanie sa.
Now I can hold the confidence and not be very rejoiceful about it.
Môžem mať nádej, ale zároveň sa nemusím z tejto nádeje veľmi radovať.
No, yes, I still believe these things.
Áno, ešte stále tomu verím.
No, where's the rejoicing?
Kde je tá vaša radosť?
Come on, I'm preaching to myself, brethren. I need the rejoicing too.
To nie je tak, že ja by som vám hovoril a na mňa sa to nevzťahuje. Ja sám potrebujem.
It's not just the weary journey.
Potrebujem to radovanie.
Come on.
Toto je taká ťažká cesta. Potrebujete život v tom novom dome, potrebuje byť život.
Let that be the old stuff in the old house.
Nechajme tie staré veci v tom starom dome.
If we're feeding on envy and strife and division, we're not going to be rejoicing.
Pokiaľ sa sítime na nejakej žiarlivosti alebo na nejakých roztržkách.
All we're going to have time for is murmuring and complaining.
Na čo nám zostane čas je sťažovanie sa a nespokojnosť.
And bitter murmuring and complaining from what I'm reading here says that you're not of the house of Christ.
A horkosť a sťažovanie, ktoré spôsobia, že sa nebudeme súčasťou toho Božieho domu.
So what we're reading here in Hebrews is there was a time, this was the house of Moses, at that time it was a new house.
V Biblii sa hovorí tu v Židoch, že can you repeat it again? I'm sorry. At that time, it was the house of...
In the book of Hebrews, it's mm-hmm. saying that there was a house of Moses, and at the time of Moses, it was a new house.
V Židoch sa hovorí, že ten Mojžišov dom v tom období bol tým novým domom.
But there comes a time that God moves on.
Ale prišiel čas, kedy Hospodin povedal... Je treba sa posunúť ďalej.
And when God moves on, if you stay where you're at, you're in the old house.
A pokiaľ sa v tomto období, kedy Hospodin prichádza s novou vecou, zostanete v tom starom dome.
You say, well, I didn't go anywhere. I'm right where I was. This is where God called me.
Tak zostávate v tom starom dome. A môžete si hovoriť, no, ale predsa ja som sa nikam neposunul. Ja predsa som tam, kde ma Boh povolal.
Yeah, you were in the right place 20 years ago.
Áno, ty si bol 20 rokov dozadu ešte na tom správnom mieste.
God moved on.
Ale Hospodin už medzi tým niekam odišiel.
Now you're in the old house and he's moved on. There's a new house.
Ty už si v tom starom dome a Hospodin je už tu v tom novom dome.
You understand what I'm saying? The thing keeps changing.
Musíte tomu pochopiť. To Božie jednanie sa mení.
You got baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Boli ste pokrstení v Duchu
Svetom. You got saved. You know, let's start with salvation. You got saved. Let's build a house right here.
A jeden človek príde a povie, už som bol spasený, idem si postaviť dom tu.
You got baptized. Let's build a house there. It's a better house.
A druhý povedal, ja mám lepší nápad, postavíme dom tu, ja som bol pokrstený.
And we'll make a religion out of it.
A urobíme z toho náboženstvo.
Oh, you had some miracles, you had some healing. Let's make another house.
Máme nejaké zázraky, nejaké uzdravenia, vytvoríme tretí dom, postavíme tretí dom.
But God keeps moving.
Ale Hospodin sa stále sťahuje inám. Ďalej.
And he keeps moving with me.
A sťahuje sa so mnou.
Now we could say this old house is the old house of religion.
Mohli by sme povedať, tento starý dom je tým domom náboženstva.
And the things that make up the elements of religion had their place at their time.
A v tom období toho náboženstva, tieto veci boli adekvátne, neboli zlé, boli dobré.
And it becomes a ritual. It becomes the grinding out of the old corn.
It becomes a ritual. The religion, the things of the old order of religion.
Ale je tu nebezpečie, že tie staré veci sa stanú rituálom a omielaním.
Hallelujah. You know, we can get into a rut with anything that we do. Do you know that?
Into a rut?
Into
like
a rut.
Ritual?
Into a... stagnant. We can get into an old channel that just keeps going in the same way.
Viete, môže sa nám stať rituálom, môže sa nám stať rituálom všetko, čo robíme.
Hallelujah. But you know, God doesn't stay in that same place.
Ale Hospodin nezostáva na tom istom mieste.
Religion does.
Náboženstvo áno.
You know, I guess I started to say we praise God, we pray, we worship, we hear the word of God. Do you know, this is what they do in the houses of religion as well.
Viete, v náboženských domoch sa deje to, že chvália Pána, modlia sa, majú zhromaždenie.
And when I study the history of many of these churches, I find that they had life at one time.
A keď sa pozriem na históriu tých cirkví a zhromaždení, ktoré dnes sú náboženské, tak zistím, že na začiatku, niekde na začiatku tiež mali život.
They weren't perfect.
Neboli dokonalí.
But God was there.
Ale Boh bol ich v strede.
God was giving them a revelation.
Hospodin im dával znamenie, zjavenie.
He was showing them something new at that time.
Zjavoval im niečo nového.
The problem is when God moved, they didn't move.
Problémom ale je, že keď Hospodin sa posúva ďalej, stavá nový dom, tak oni sa neposunuli.
And brethren, my cry is for my house, my home fellowship, my own being is, oh God, I don't want to stay in the same old place, the same old way.
A tou mojou modlitbou, mojim volaním je, Hospodine, keď sa ty posunieš, keď budeš stavať nový dom, ja nechcem zostať na tom mieste, kde som dnes.
I want to hear what the Spirit is saying.
Ja chcem počuť to, čo Duch hovorí.
You see, the cloud moved in those days of Moses.
V týchto dňoch Mojžiša.
The cloud moved.
Sa ten oblak posúval.
And the people had to move or they would be destroyed by the heat.
A ten Boží ľud sa musel tiež posunúť ďalej, pretože by ich zničilo to teplo.
You know, think about it. I don't know how to put the temperature in your terms. I'll just take a shot and say 40 degrees. Is that really hot?
Yes.
Yes.
45, let's say.
All right, we'll go 45. Mm-hmm. I would say, in my understanding, 120.
Yeah, that's maybe even 45, 50, yeah.
Okay, 45, 50. Bert and I were in India. It was 120. They said some places it was getting close to 130. To me, that was hot.
Horúčava. Poviem to, neviem úplne presne povedať rozdiel medzi Fahrenheitami a Celsius, ale 120 Fahrenheit, to je zhruba 45 až 50 stupňov Celzia. To je naozaj horúčava. Keď sme boli v Indii, tak to boli tie horúčavy, ktoré tam boli.
Now, they were under the overshadowing presence of God.
Oni v tej dobe, Izrael, bol prikrytý Božou prítomnosťou.
They were, shall we say, a prisoner under the overshadowing of God for 40 years.
Skoro sa dá povedať, že boli väzňom pod Božím prikrytím na 40 rokov.
In that desert, in the Sinai, there was no way, no place any man could escape.
Na tejto púšti neexistovala možnosť, ako by niekto mohol utiecť niekam inám.
When the cloud moved that protected them and kept them, and listen, it kept their babies, it kept their animals.
Rozumiete tomu? Tento oblak zachovával pri živote celé ich rodiny, ich zvieratá, ich deti.
I cannot understand how they had food. I cannot understand how the cattle had food in that place.
Ja tomu nedokážem porozumieť, ako mohli zohnať niečo na jedlo, ako mohli živiť tie svoje dobytky.
The point I'm making is when God moved, they had to move. They had no choice.
V každom prípade ale sa museli posunúť vtedy, keď sa posúval oblak.
But you see, now we've been given a choice.
Ale v tejto dobe my máme na výber.
Stay in the old dead thing or move on with God.
Môžete si vybrať, zostanete v tom starom dome alebo sa posuniete s Hospodinom.
You know, I'm looking for, oh, it's in the Romans. Let me just turn to any one of the verses in the early part of Romans chapter 8 is going to tell you what the contrast is all about.
Na začiatku Rimanov 8. kapitoly vám ktorýkoľvek z veršov povie rozdiel medzi tým starým a novým.
Yeah, here we are. Verse 6, for instance. Oh, verse 5. Oh, all over here. For they that are after the flesh do mind what? For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
Lebo tí, ktorí sú podľa tela, podľa čoho? Podľa tela, myslia na veci tela, a tí, ktorí sú podľa ducha, na veci ducha.
Flesh, Spirit.
Duch a telo.
Now you can go through your whole life minding the things of the flesh.
Vy môžete prežiť celý život a myslieť na veci tela.
Did you know that?
Vedeli ste to?
You can be a good church member and spend your whole life minding the things of the flesh.
Mohli by ste byť dobrým členom cirkvi a zaujímať sa o skutky tela.
You can sit here and listen to the word that is being brought, this end time kingdom of God word, and you can stay in the flesh just listening to the word.
Mohli by ste sedieť na tomto zhromaždení, počúvať toto slovo a zároveň robiť všetky skutky tela.
But if you're hearing by the Spirit,
ale
pokiaľ
what God is saying, počujete v duchu, čo Boh hovorí,
then you hear that God is demanding change of us.
Tak si musíte uvedomiť, že Boh požaduje po nás zmenu.
How many of you enjoy being changed?
Koho z vás komu z vás je príjemné, že sa musíte meniť?
Then you're as crazy as I am.
Tak to v tom prípade
my flesh doesn't enjoy it.
Ste rovnako šialení ako ja.
I don't enjoy the chastisement of God.
Pre mňa to nie je naozaj príjemné. Moje telo sa pritom nemá dobre.
But when it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness, yes, I like that part.
Nie je príjemné to káranie a švihanie od Hospodina, ale keď to nakoniec prinesie ovocie spravodlivosti, tak to je tá časť, ktorú na tom mám rád.
Do you understand? God is saying you make a choice. You want to live in the old flesh? Live in the old flesh.
Hospodin hovorí, že si musíte vybrať. Chcete žiť v starom tele? Žijte v starom tele.
Then the bulldozer will turn around and it'll annihilate that house.
Buldozer sa otočí a zničí ten nový dom.
You'll be stuck prisoner in that old flesh.
Zostanete väzňom v tom starom tele, v tej telesnosti.
Come on, brethren. There was a word given here yesterday. And it doesn't just describe one person. It describes many of us. The chain around the neck. You know what the chain around the neck speaks of?
Včera sme mali slovo, ktoré hovorilo o obojku, ktorý mal niekto na krku. Viete, o čom to hovorí? To je otroctvo.
Have you read about how they took the slaves out of Africa?
Počuli ste niekedy o tom, ako odvážali otrokov z Afriky?
They had things around the necks of these men. And there was a stick or something that joined the one, a fork stick, joined the one to the other. And they, in a line, and chains on their feet, rattling along as they came down through the jungles of Africa.
Na krku mali tie obojky, mali to pripojené, privarené na nejaké železné tyče, na ktoré boli títo ľudia priviazaní a všetci kráčali v jednom slede za sebou. Ako otroci.
It was the Arab slave traders that were moving them to the ships to be loaded to be sent to other places.
Boli to tí arabskí otrokári, ktorí ich takýmto spôsobom prenášali a prepravovali až do prístavov, odkiaľ už boli rozposielení ďalej.
Listen, I want to tell you the power that we have in Christ.
Ja tu chcem dnešného dňa hovoriť o tej moci, ktorú máme v Kristu.
David Livingstone.
David Livingstone.
I don't know what you think of him. You might think he was some old-fashioned missionary of way back.
Neviem, čo o ňom viete. Môžete si myslieť, že to bol nejaký starodávny misionár roky dozadu.
But the man had within him a power of spirit.
Ale ten muž mal moc ducha.
The man was opposed to slavery.
Tento muž
vehemently opposed.
Stál celým svojim bytím proti tomu otroctvu, otrokárstvu.
And there was a line of slaves coming down through the jungles of Africa, and word got to the slave traders that they were going to encounter David Livingstone.
A v tej dobe sa stalo, že bol nejaký zástup otrokov, ktorí boli prepravovaní do prístavu. A títo otrokári sa dozvedeli, že David Livingstone sa tam s nimi stretne.
David Livingstone and his men did not carry weapons of warfare, of the natural warfare.
David Livingstone a jeho muži nenosili žiadne zbrane.
They carried medicine, they carried the word of God.
Niesli Božie slovo a nejaké lieky.
But when the local natives told them that Livingstone was coming, they panicked and they released all the slaves.
Ale predstavte si, že keď im tí lokálni ľudia povedali, že prichádza Livingstone, tak spanikárili, utiekli a pustili všetkých otrokov na slobodu.
Those devils could not face the wrath of David Livingstone under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. They couldn't face it.
Títo diablovia neboli schopní stáť proti tomu pomazaniu, ktoré bolo na tomto Božom mužovi.
Yes, they were Muslims.
Utiekli. Áno, boli to moslimovia.
But they could not face the power of God in that man.
Ale neboli schopní obstáť proti tej Božej sile v tomto človeku.
Listen, I'm talking about the new house. Amen. We can many more verses here in Romans 8. After the flesh, after the spirit. There's no life after the flesh.
V Rímanoch v 8. kapitole sa hovorí v mnohých veršoch o tom rozdiele medzi telesnosťou a medzi duchom.
Now, Stephen was a man who saw the kingdom of God.
Štefán bol človek, ktorý
Stephen was a man who saw the house of God. He saw it. He saw what God was doing.
Štefan videl Božie kráľovstvo. Videl, čo Hospodin robil.
He was a man of power.
Bol to človek, ktorý mal moc.
He was chosen only to be a man to wait on tables.
Bol to na začiatku iba človek, ktorý bol nejakým čašníkom.
Nobody laid hands on him and said you're going to be a great apostle, you're going to be great this or great that. He was just a man that was going to be a servant.
Nebol to človek, ktorého by niekde, na ktorého by vzkladali ruky a hovorili ty budeš mocným apoštolom. Bol to len človek, ktorého vybrali na to, aby bol čašníkom.
Doing lowly things in the house of God.
Robil telesné veci, staral sa o telesné veci v Božom dome.
Picking up the trash, setting up chairs, making recordings of the word.
Ukladal židle alebo odhadzoval odpadky alebo možno nahrával kázania na MP3.
Making sure the little old widows got their portion of food that day.
Staral sa o to, že vdovy dostali svoje jedlo, ktoré potrebovali.
But Stephen chose the new house.
Ale Štefan si vybral ten nový dom.
He got the spirit of God.
Mal Božieho ducha.
Something came alive in that man.
niečo v tomto človeku povstalo a bolo obživené.
Something came so much alive that he was willing to lay his life down for what he believed.
V tomto človeku niečo bolo tak, bolo toľko života, že bol schopný a ochotný položiť ho.
Come on, brethren, this is part of the choice. I'm laying it out for you. This goes with the package. Lay your life down.
Je to to, o čom hovorím. To je toho súčasťou toho nového domu. Je vybrať si tú novotu.
Acts chapter 7. Let me just read a couple of verses.
Skutky 7. kapitola.
Amen. We'll start in verse 44.
A verš 44.
Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness.
Stán svedectva mali naši otcovia na púšti, ako bol nariadil ten.
The first temple, the first tabernacle, the first house of God.
Bol to ten prvý dom Boží.
Our fathers had that.
Naši otcovia tento stán Boží mali.
As he had appointed speaking unto Moses that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen.
Mali ten stan, ako bol nariadil ten, ktorý hovoril Mojžišovi, aby ho urobili podľa vzoru, ktorý videl.
We have given over the years much teaching about this house, this tabernacle of Moses in the wilderness.
V minulosti sme si mnoho hovorili o tom svetostánku Mojžišovom.
Which also our fathers that came after brought in with Joshua into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drave out before the face of our fathers unto the days of David.
Ktorý to stán prevzali naši otcovia i vznesli s Jozuom do zeme, ktorá bola majetkom pohanov, ktorých Boh vyhnal spred tvári našich otcov, čo tak trvalo až do dní Dávida.
In other words, he's reviewing their history.
Takže vlastne hovorí o tej ich histórii.
It's bringing it up to the days of David when we're going to be preparing for another house.
Hovorí o tom ich dedičstve a spomína až Dávida, kde vlastne hovoríme o novom dome.
David, verse 46, who found favor before God and desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob.
Ktorý našiel milosť pred Bohom a prosil, že by smel nájsť príbytok Bohu Jakobovmu. Príbytok, tam sa píše slovo stánok alebo dom.
But Solomon built him a house.
A Šalamún mu vystavil dom.
Now remember, brethren, we're still talking about houses that the hands of man have put together.
Pamätajme ale na to, že stále hovoríme o domoch, ktoré sú vystavené s rukou človeka.
But when we get beyond Solomon, we're going to then have to be looking at a house that man's hands have not built.
A keď sa budeme hovoriť o Šalamúnovi a neskôr, už hovoríme o dome, ktorý nebol vystavený rukou človeka.
Daniel had a vision of what this was all about when he heard the king's dream.
Daniel mal víziu, v ktorej počul, v ktorej videl, v ktorej videl ten duchovný dom, keď počul ten sen toho kráľa.
He saw the stone that was cut out of a mountain without hands.
Videl ten kameň, ktorý sa uvoľnil z tej skaly a začal padať dole.
And he saw how that stone came down and smote the image upon the feet and destroyed the image and annihilated that thing.
A videl, ako tento kameň, ten veľký balvan, zničil tú modlu. Zničil jej najprv nohy a vlastne celú ju zničil.
See, this is the house. This new house is going to be a house made without hands.
Tento nový dom, to je ten dom, ktorý bude vystavený bez, alebo ktorý nebude stavaný rukou človeka.
Amen. The old house, the house of religion. The new house, the
starý
house of the spirit.
Dom náboženstva, nový dom ducha.
All right, let's go back to Acts verse 48. How be it? How be it the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet.
Ale najvyšší nebýva v chrámoch učinených rukou, ako hovorí prorok.
The Most High is going to be the people of God together in that stone coming down the mountain and smiting this beast system that we have rising up in the earth today.
Yes. A ten najvyšší bude súčasťou spolu s jeho ľudom. Ten najvyšší bude súčasťou toho balvanu, ktorý príde a zničí tú šelmu, ktorá povstáva v dnešných dobách.
Brethren, there is nothing we can do with man-made religion that is going to bring that beast to an end.
A v prirodzenom nemôžeme urobiť nič, čo by zmarilo skutky tejto šelmy.
There's not a week that goes by that I don't get email, and it's interesting email, I'll say that, but it's email about the terrible condition of the house of government and this and that and conspiracies. There's not a week goes by that I don't get another one.
Nestane sa, že by som dostal, že by mi neprišiel každý týždeň nejaký e-mail o tom, že čo strašné sa deje vo vláde a vo svetových usporiadaniach, v náboženstvách.
And just yesterday I sat down and I wrote an answer to another one that I got. And I said, my dear young friend, amen, you're longing for the wrong kingdom.
Včera som práve jednému z mojich bratov, ktorý mi preposielal takýto strašný e-mail, písal odpoveď a napísal som mu: môj drahý priateľu, ty sa zameriavaš na to nesprávne kráľovstvo.
Yes, the kingdom of America is rotten.
Áno, je to pravda. Kráľovstvo Ameriky, alebo americká zem je naozaj zničená, skazená.
Yes, the politicians are all corrupt.
Are
corrupt, the politicians,
parliamentarians, whatever you want to call them.
Amen. Yes, America is deteriorating.
Áno, máš pravdu. Amerika je v rozklade.
Our financial situation is deteriorating.
Naša finančná situácia je v koncoch, v úzkých.
Yes, all the signs of Marxism and communism and everything else is on the horizon.
Áno, marxizmus a komunizmus v Amerike znova povstane.
And yes, it grieves me.
Áno, je to, mám z toho smútok.
But you know what? That's not the kingdom that I'm laboring for.
Ale to nie je to kráľovstvo, pre ktoré pracujem.
I'm sure the same thing is happening in the kingdoms where you live.
Verím, že aj vo vašich kráľovstvách, vo vašich zemiach sa stáva to isté, dochádza k tým istým veciam.
Hallelujah. So let's go on. I don't know if I've read what Stephen is saying here. Howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet. Verse 48.
Ale najvyšší nebýva v chrámoch učinených rukou, ako hovorí prorok.
Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest?
Nebe je mi trónom a zem pod nožou mojim nohám. Akýže mi vystavíte dom, hovorí Pán, alebo kde, aké je miesto môjho odpočinku?
Hath not my hand made all things?
Či toto všetko neučinila moja ruka?
And when Stephen got a little more personal about it and said they were stiff-necked and uncircumcised of heart, what was their response?
A keď si Štefan prestal klásť brať servítky a povedal, že sú tvrdošíny a neobrezaného srdca,
kill him! Kill him!
Čo mu odpovedali? Zabíte ho, ukamňujte ho.
We don't like what he's saying.
Nepáči sa nám to, čo hovorí.
He's upsetting the status quo of our old house.
A bortí tú predstavu, ktorú máme medzi ľuďmi o tom starom dome.
He's following that Jesus and he tried to upset our old house.
Nasleduje toho Ježiša, ktorý sa už snažil nabúrať ten náš systém.
You know what? God sent the Romans in and destroyed the old house.
Viete, čo sa stalo? Hospodin poslal Rimanov, ktorí zničili tento starý dom.
You know, brethren, don't be offended at me, but I'm going to tell you something.
Bratia, dúfam, že sa neurazíte, alebo nenahneváte, ale ja vám niečo poviem.
There are Christians who are very passionately believing that Israel is going to rebuild the old house.
Existujú kresťania, ktorí niekde sú zapálení za to, že Izrael musí vystaviť svoj nový dom alebo svoj starý dom.
You know, and there are preachers who specialize and this is all they preach.
Sú kazatelia, ktorí sa v tom vzdelávajú a špecializujú a to je všetko, to je celé zameranie ich kázaní práve o tomto chráme.
And it's Christian churches that are supporting that effort.
A kresťanské zhromaždenia to podporujú.
Sending thousands and thousands of dollars to help them rebuild their old house.
Posielajú tisíce a 10 tisíce a 100 tisíce na to, aby postavili tento starý dom, starý chrám.
Little news reports, oh, they're collecting this and they're collecting that and they're finding a red heifer. Yeah, I heard they found a red heifer somewhere in Texas that didn't have one white hair on her.
Vidím niekde v správach nejaké správy, ktoré hovoria už zozbierali toľko to, našli niekde v Texase červenú jalovicu, ktorá nemala ani jedného bieleho chlpu na sebe.
You know, all those circumstances have nothing to do with the coming of my Lord Jesus Christ.
Ale ja viem, že všetky tieto okolnosti nemajú nič dočinenia s príchodom môjho pána Ježiša.
Brethren, watch where you give your soul.
Bratia, dávajte si pozor na to, kam dávate svoju dušu, kde budete investovať svoju dušu.
You know, when George had the picture of the soul here.
Keď brater George mal tu nakreslenú tú dušu.
What was on top here, George?
You want to flip it?
No, it's okay. No. We'll just make another one. The mind.
Hore mysel.
And the emotions were over here.
Emócie vľavo.
And the will was here. Will was on the bottom.
Vôľa je dole.
Desires.
A túžby sú vpravo.
I couldn't help but think of how God is working on this house. This house.
Stále som premýšľal nad tým,
the dwelling place of God.
Hospodin pracuje v tomto dome, ktorý je príbytkom Boha živého.
When this drawing was up here, I saw a chisel and I saw a hammer.
Keď brater George kreslil tento obrázok, videl som dláto a kladivo, ako vyrýval.
And I saw God going after these emotions and working on them with a hammer and a chisel. And he was cutting a piece off here. And he was cutting a piece off the desires. And he was cutting a piece off the will. And he was taking a brick out of the mind and saying, you don't need to think that way anymore.
Videl som, ako opracováva tie emócie a tie túžby. Videl som, ako prichádza k mysli a hovorí, nad tým to už nemusíš ďalej premýšľať. A zase kúsok toho uťal.
And it's like the Lord was saying, if you want me to dwell on a throne here in the midst of this house, in the heart, in this house, if you want me to sit here, then there are things in your desires that are not compatible with the throne of God.
A zdá sa, ako keby Hospodin hovoril, pokiaľ chcete, aby som mal ten trón tu v strede vášho srdca, tu v strede vašej duše, tak nie sú veci, ktoré sú kompatibilné, ktoré tam môžete mať, po ktorých môžete túžiť.
You're going to have to ask God to clean up your mind.
Budete musieť prosiť Boha, aby prečistil vaše premýšľanie.
You're going to have to ask God to clean up your emotions, but you're going to have to cooperate with him.
Poprosiť ho, aby prečistil vaše emócie, ale budete musieť s ním spolupracovať.
Every time that fire of anger, that fire of bitterness rises up. Oh God, I hate it.
Vždy keď ten hnev alebo tá horkosť vyvstane, budete musieť hovoriť, Bože, ja to nenávidím.
That fire of jealousy that rises up.
Tá závisť.
Hallelujah. You know, that's what's going on inside this house and you can't see it. I can't tell by looking at you.
V tom novom dome dochádza k týmto bojom a nemôžete ich vidieť, pokiaľ sa pozeráte z prirodzeného hľadiska zvonka na ten dom.
Just cast my eyes across. Everybody looks at everybody's got a nice smile, everybody's got nice clothes, everybody's hair is combed, you know?
Keď sa takto na vás pozriem, všetci ste príjemní, príjemne sa usmievate, máte pekne učesané vlasy.
They're on the right way, they're not bottom side up, you know. Everybody looks nice.
Vaše brýle sú dobré, nemáte ich naopak.
Hallelujah. But God is at work. I saw the hammer, I saw the chisel.
Ale Hospodin pracuje. Ja som videl to dláto a videl som ten to kladivo.
Now, oh boy. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Time is going.
We still have 15 minutes.
Yeah, all right. We'll go 15 minutes. Second Chronicles.
Že ešte máme 15 minút.
Let's take a look at Solomon's house.
A druhá chronická. Poďme sa pozrieť na ten chrám Šalamúnov.
Second Chronicles, let's go to chapter 5.
A paralipomenom chronická.
Hallelujah.
Tretia kapitola.
Now, I'm not sure where the exact verses are, but it tells in the process of the building of this house, maybe it's one of the chapters before this, that there was not heard the sound of the hammer and the chisel in the house. Yeah.
V jednom z týchto veršov sa hovorí o tom, že v tom Božom dome nebol z toho nevychádzal zvuk toho, keď to kladivo mláti na to dláto.
I wish I could find the exact verse. I think it's probably in about the fourth chapter, maybe the early part of the fifth chapter. Oh, it's in Kings. You're right. It is in Kings. Where is it, sister?
Takže je to v Kráľovskej.
First Kings 6:7.
Prvá Kráľovská 6:7.
Because there's several pictures that I think we really need to see here.
Bol by som rád, keby sme sa mohli pozrieť na niekoľko obrazov,
okay,
ktoré nám
yes,
tu Boh ukazuje.
And the house, when it was in building, was built of stone, made ready before it was brought thither, so that there was neither hammer, nor axe, nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was in building.
A dom, keď bol stavený bol z hotového kameňa, už tak do dopraveného zlomu, a tak ani kladiva, ani sekery, ani vôbec nejakého nástroja železného nebolo počuť pri dome, keď bol stavený.
Living stones.
To sú tie živé kamene.
Living stones are going to fit perfectly.
Živé kamene, ktoré dokonale sedia jeden k druhému.
You notice that when I made the drawing of the living stones here, not every stone looks exactly like another stone.
Viete, keď som toto kreslil, tie kamene, tak on jeden nevyzerá úplne presne ako každý.
And yet every stone has a place.
Každý kameň nie je rovnaký, ale každý má svoje miesto.
This stone is a small stone, but it's next to a big stone.
Tento je malinký, ale vedľa neho je ten veľký kameň.
And for the wall to be square, you can't put another real big one here or it would stick out and it would look ugly.
Nemôžete dať na kraj veľký kameň, pretože by to vystrkovalo z toho kraja budovy a vyzeralo by to škaredé.
And some of us are saying, "Oh God, I want to find my place in the house of God. I want to find my place."
Niektorí z nás hovoria, "Bože, ja chcem nájsť svoje miesto. Ja si chcem nájsť svoju pozíciu v Božom dome."
And we're out in the wilderness crying that we want to be part of the house of God.
A plačeme tam niekde na púšti a hovoríme, "Bože, ja chcem byť súčasťou Božieho domu."
And while we're crying, crack.
A
what was that?
Zatiaľ čo tam niekde plačeme a sťažujeme sa. Bac.
Oh, the hammer just took a big piece of me off.
A to dláto práve zobralo kus z mojej telesnosti.
It was part of my carnality, but it didn't bother me. Why would it bother God?
Bola to moja telesnosť, ale mne to nevadilo. Prečo to teda vadilo Bohu, Hospodinu?
So I'm a little jealous.
No, tak som trošku ako žiarlivý, no a...
So I've got a short temper.
Mám ako... Niekedy sa trochu ľahko naštvem.
Other people can get along with it.
Ale ľudia sa s tým nejako musia zmieriť, nie?
Crack!
Oh, yeah.
There goes another piece. Do you see what God is doing? He's making me so that I'll fit in my place.
Vidíte, čo Hospodin činí? On sa snaží vytvoriť zo mňa tú tehlu alebo ten kameň, ktorý sa tam presne zmestí.
And it has to be done out in the wilderness. In the place of my trial.
A k tomuto procesu dochádza na tej púšti, v tom mieste toho súženia.
Because when I come into the house of God, we are going to fit together perfectly.
Pretože v dobe, keď už budem súčasťou Božieho domu, tak musím sedieť s tým druhým kameňom úplne presne.
And the steel is not going to be used upon us at that time.
A v tej dobe už nebude používané kladivo ani žiadne železo.
We will have been prepared for our place in God's house.
Boli sme pripravovaní na to, aby sme sa stali súčasťou Božieho domu.
Oh. These building blocks, they went through it too.
Tieto základné uholné kamene, tie tým prešli tiež.
Don't you see what Jesus suffered?
Nevidíte, čo všetko Ježiš musel pretrpieť?
How about the apostles and the prophets?
A čo takto apoštolovia a proroci?
Oh yes, they laid their life down.
Takisto museli položiť svoje životy.
Now, go over to chapter 5 of 2 Chronicles.
5. kapitola, ale teraz už tá chronická, paralipomenom.
Now,
druhá paralipomenom, 5. kapitola.
I'm going to have to just tell you some of this. It'll take a little long to read. But Solomon now prepared to bring the ark into the temple.
V 5. kapitole sa hovorí, už nemáme čas na toto čítať. Šalamún prináša truhlu zmluvy, aby ju vložil do tohoto chrámu.
But before the ark was brought in, there was great sacrifice made.
Ale predtým, než bola prinesená archa zmluvy, tak bolo treba podstúpiť veľkú obeť.
It says that he sacrificed animals without number.
Je tam napísané, že obetoval zvierat počtu, ktorého sa nedalo spočítať.
Without number means I don't have a number to give it.
Toho, čo sa nedá spočítať, znamená, že
more than 100.
Že toho bolo určite viac ako 100.
A great number.
Veľké číslo.
Can you imagine the blood that flowed on that day?
Viete si predstaviť, koľko krvi ten deň pretieklo?
Can you imagine, surely God would have been very impressed with all that blood.
Predstavte si, že alebo myslíte, že Hospodin by bol by sa mu ako páčilo celé tie obete.
Without the shedding of blood there is no remission of sins.
Bez toho, aby bola vyliata krv, tak neexistuje odpustenie hriechov.
Solomon wanted to make certain that God was not looking upon their sins that day.
Šalamún sa chcel uistiť v tom, že Hospodin nebude pohliadať na ich hriechy.
Do you know, brethren, just a few drops of the blood of Jesus was far more precious than the blood of thousands of animals.
Viete, bratia, iba niekoľko kvapiek krvi Ježiša Krista je oveľa hodnejších než krv týchto tisícov zvierat.
But what we're seeing a picture of is the price. The price. The price of the presence of God.
my sa tu pozeráme na tú hodnotu, hodnotu toho, že pristúpime k živému Bohu.
Solomon spared nothing.
Šalamúnovi a Šalamún si nič neskrýval, nič si nepotreboval šetriť.
He had great wealth and he gave all.
Mal veľké bohatstvo a dal to všetko.
Then there came the time when the ark was actually moved into its place.
A prišiel deň, kedy tá archa zmluvy bola prinesená tam, kde mala byť.
Verse 7 tells how it was moved into the holy of holies, into its place.
Vo verši 7 sa píše o tom, ako bola vnesená do svätyne svätých.
Gives every detail of how the staves were then pulled out of the ark.
Hovorí sa tam o tom, ako tie dlhé tyče boli vytiahnuté spod tej archy.
How the priests, every one of the priests was consecrated at this time.
Ako boli tí kňazi očistení a posvetení.
And yet, the ark being put in its place, the sacrifice of perhaps thousands of animals, and yet, the Shekinah glory did not come.
Všetky tie prípravy, všetky tie obete, tisíce zvierat, ktoré boli obetované a tie dlhé prípravy, ktoré sú tu popísané a napriek tomu tá Božia Šekina sláva v túto dobu neprišla.
In the ark, the only thing that was in the ark was the tablets of the Ten Commandments.
V arche boli len tie dve dosky desiatich prikázaní.
Only the evidence of the covenant was left in the ark.
Zostal tam už len ten to potvrdenie toho zákona, ktorý Hospodin dal.
But now I'm going to read in closing the next couple of verses.
A teraz prečítam tie ďalšie verše.
Amen. And it says in verse 11, and it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not wait by course.
A stalo sa i verš 11, keď vyšli kňazi zo svätyne, lebo všetci kňazi, ktorí sa našli, boli sa posvetili a nebolo treba dbať na oddelenia.
Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them, of Asaph, of Heman, of Jedutun, with their sons and their brethren being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets.
A Levitovia speváci, všetci, ktorí prináležali Azafovi, Hemanovi, Jedutunovi a ich synom a ich bratom, súc oblečení v kmente a opatrení cymbalmi, harfami a citarami, stáli na východnej strane oltára a s nimi 120 kňazi, ktorí trúbili na trúby.
Can't you just see the picture?
Vidíte ten obraz?
120 priests.
120 kňazov.
Standing with trumpets.
Ktorí stoja s trúbami.
And it came to pass.
A tedy stalo sa.
As the trumpeters and singers were as one.
Vtedy, keď trúbili ako jeden muž.
No man standing out among them, no trumpet louder than the other trumpet.
A žiaden človek obyčajný nestal medzi nimi. Ani jedna tá trúba nebola hlasnejšia alebo tichšia ako druhá.
No one of the singers putting on a big show. Center of attention. Nobody.
Nesnažili sa o to urobiť nejakú veľkú show.
No big time priest, no big anything. Everybody was one.
Nesnažili sa mať tam nejakého veľkého kňaza. Snažili sa len byť v jednote, všetci dohromady.
To make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and the cymbals and the instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord.
Amen.
spievali, ako by spieval jeden hlas, chváliac a oslavujúc Hospodina, a keď pozdvihli hlas na trúby, na cymbaly a na iné nástroje k sprievodu spevu a v tom, čo chválili Hospodina, že je dobrý, že jeho milosť trvá na veky. V tom sa stalo, že bol dom plný oblaku, dom Hospodinov.
They were one.
Boli jedno.
There was not one little family of priests that was having a war with the main party of priests.
Nebola to jedna nejaká malá rodinka kňazov, ktorí sa snažili niekde vnútorne bojovať proti tej veľkej rodine kňazov.
There wasn't one family of Levites. We don't like the way the Levites are going these days.
Neboli tam nejaká jedna rodina Levitov, ktorá hovorila, už sa nám nepáči, ako to všetci tí Leviti robia.
Yeah, those other Levites are getting all the attention.
A tam tí všetci ostatní Leviti, tí majú všetku pozornosť, na nich je to všetko.
Yeah, and I don't like the way they chose the priest that got to carry the ark in there. Who are they? You know, we're just important as they...
Nepáči sa mi vôbec, akým spôsobom vybrali tých kňazov, ktorí niesli tie zmluvy, ako kto sú to oni, že oni to práve niesli.
No. When they became one.
Nie.
When they became one.
Keď boli v jednom.
God came.
Hospodin prišiel.
God came when they became one.
Hospodin prišiel, keď sa zjednotili.
What's our problem?
Kde je teda ten náš problém?
Do we want God or don't we?
Chceme, aby Hospodin prišiel alebo nie?
And it says so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God.
Takže nemohli kňazi obstáť a svetoslúžiť pre oblak, lebo sláva Hospodinova bola naplnila dom Boží.
How many of you want to see the glory of God?
Kto z vás chce vidieť tú slávu Božiu?
How many of you've heard stories of the Shekinah glory coming into a meeting?
Kto z vás počul tie príbehy, kedy bratia hovorili, že prišla sláva Božia na zhromaždenie?
Yes, it's happened.
Stalo
it's happened
sa to. Áno,
in my generation.
Stalo sa to aj v mojej generácii.
I don't think the people that were in that meeting were perfect.
Nemyslím si, že tí ľudia, ktorí boli na tom zhromaždení, boli dokonalí.
But they must have had a oneness.
Ale boli v jednote.
Because God came into the house.
Pretože Hospodin prišiel do tohoto domu.
So let's come back to the house.
Vráťme sa teda k tomu domu.
Choose.
Vyberte si.
Choose ye this day.
Vyberte si dnes.
Because your choice is going to be very important.
Pretože váš výber, to čo si vyberiete, bude veľmi dôležité.
Brethren, we are closer to the great and terrible day of the Lord than you think.
Bratia, priblížili sme sa k tomu veľkému a strašnému dňu Hospodina. Sme k nemu bližšie, než si myslíme.
I am hearing what God is saying to his prophets concerning the circumstances that we are in today.
Počujem to, čo hovorí Hospodin svojim prorokom ohľadom tých vecí, ktoré sa v týchto dňoch dejú.
I don't know that if we can gather again that we would not do so under much greater peril than we have today.
Neviem, že či na budúce, keď sa budeme chcieť stretnúť, či to nebude v oveľa väčšom nebezpečenstve.
And some of you may say, yeah, you guys have been saying that for 20 years.
A je možné, že niektorí z vás poviete, no, samozrejme, už ste to ale hovorili 20 rokov.
But you know what? The urgency of this hour is greater than it was 20 years ago.
Ale v každom prípade tá naliehavosť dnešnej hodiny je určite naliehavejšia než pred 20 rokmi.
Choose.
A s tým vás tu nechám s týmto jedným slovom. Vyberte si.